know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Come and join us here and receive the true word of God, where miracles happen, and we're a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. So come and join and worship with Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 'cause we're a group of believers who love and worship God. Come and grow in Jesus Christ and come to Word of Faith Kingdom Church.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus. This is James Broadnax, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to say welcome to the Miracle Prayer and Blessing Hour. Yes, beloved child of God, I believe in the Word of God. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13, verse 31, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. Yes, the Word of God is going to stand forever. And I want to give you a personal invite to come this coming Sunday morning. Yes, May the 12th. Yes, Mother's Day. And worship with us. I am going to be praying for all mothers. And mothers, I'm going to be praying for your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren, and your great-grand on this Sunday morning. I want you to get your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, and meet me here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Yes, there will be two blessing services on Sunday. That first service is at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. The second Big Mother's Day celebration is going to be in Cotton Port, Louisiana. Yes, we're going to be at our South Louisiana campus. And that is the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 183 Cotton Port Avenue in the city of Cotton Port, Louisiana. And our campus pastor there is Reverend Ernest Anderson. All you don't want to miss this weekend. It is absolutely going to be powerful. I'm going to share a word with you Sunday morning that I know is going to bless the family. Yes, a word right out of the Word of God. So get ready to meet us, and I declare you will be glad you did. Now I want you to write down this number here. And this number here is my prayer blessing line. This will connect you to kingdom's blessings. This will connect you to heaven's blessings. Because we believe that when we pray and we touch and agree with you, God is going to work the miracle that you need in your life. If you need prayer, pick up your telephone and call me now. 318-466-2001. That's 318-466-2001. The strongest action that any person can take in any situation is to pray. But right now, we're going into the sanctuary of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, and I believe that God is going to bless you real good.
One of those R&B writers, might have been Michael Jackson, I don't know. Looked like he preached a good message one time when he said, take a look at the man in the mirror. And sometimes that's what we avoid, looking at the man in the mirror. When you want to get better, you got to start looking at yourself. When you want to get better, you got to deal with self. You got to deal with you. I have met people, brother, down through the years, California, Los Angeles, Arizona, Detroit, some everywhere I have traveled, I have met people, and they say to me, if I could just move from this city, I know I could do better. When they was in Mississippi, they said, if I could get to Gary, Indiana, I could do better. Now, I meet people all the time and say, oh, if I could just get to Houston, the big H, or Dallas, the big D, I can do better. But this is the deal. What you're dealing with right now, when you get there, you're still going to be dealing with that because you cannot get away from you. Can't get away from you. So therefore, you have to just go ahead on, buckle down and say, you know what? Let me take a good look at myself. What is it that I need to do to get better? Well, God said, this is the problem. We'll lean into our own understanding, number one. And number two, we refuse to follow instructions. Are y'all with me? All right, turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Let's go here now. Verse 5 and 6, Evangelist White, verse 5 and 6. And if you look up on the screen, if you don't have your Bible, it's up here. But if you have your Bible, look at your Bible so you can mark these things and write these things down. And what the Word says.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Okay, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart.
And lean not unto thine own understanding.
And lean not to thine own understanding. Now, that's one of the things God dealt with me about this morning. So the church is not that they have a lack of faith, not that they don't have faith, but the problem is they are leaning to their own understanding. And your own understanding will rob you of God's goodness, of God's blessings. Many a times you're trying to figure something out that God done already worked it out. But the problem is you're leaning to your own understanding. Are y'all with me? Go ahead, Rita.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
In all of thy ways. Do what? Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Acknowledge. To acknowledge. I had to get a good understanding of that, to acknowledge. And then it said to acknowledge, one definition is to accept or admit the existence of truth. Totally different from what we thought acknowledge means. So acknowledge means, come on, I accept the truth. What is the truth? God's word. I accept that truth about God's word. So now when I say I'm not leaning to my own understanding, I am saying I am accepting the truth. Problem here in the body of Christ. Not a lack of faith. God has given to every man a measure of faith. But the issue here is, watch this, we are leaning to our own understanding. Can I go a little deeper here? And we are leaning to the world mind understanding. God bless you. Amen. Been knowing that young lady there a long, long time. Hallelujah. Thank you for those offerings too. Hallelujah. She be sending them through Cash App, you know. Thank God. We couldn't do none of what we do if we didn't have people that believed in this ministry and believed what we was doing. Sowing and supporting what we was doing. Are y'all with me? I know it's a little slow this morning, but I'm trying to, I want to drop this in your spirit real, real, real good. Because watch this. And then God began to talk to me. He said, every problem that any believer are having in their life, God said have already given them a solution to the problem. God said have already given them instructions how to solve financial problems. How to raise the family, God said, I done already put it in the instruction book how to raise your family, how to raise your children. Please, somebody shout, it's in the book. How to have a healthy marriage. Say what you want to say, but guess what? It's in the book. How a husband's supposed to treat his wife is in the book. Now, women's a clap on that, but also now how that wife's supposed to be submissive to the husband. You ought to really clap right there. Men's a clap on that one. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Abraham's wife called him Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah up in here. So in other words, we have the instructions how to succeed, how to prosper, how to have good success. God gave Joshua 1, as he taken over the leadership of Moses to lead the people on into the promised land, land flowing with milk and honey. God gave Joshua specific instruction, and God told him, said, listen, this is what you do here. Don't let my word depart out of your mouth. In other words, keep saying what I done said. Keep agreeing with me. Amos 3:3 said, how can two walk together except they agree? So he said, just keep agreeing with me. And then Joshua, don't let my word depart out of your mouth. But watch this right here. And then he told him, he said, now what you got to do is you're going to have some good success here. You got to meditate in my word day and night. And you got to observe to be a doer of this word. And then God said, this is the results of it. You are going to have not only success, but you are going to have good success. Oh, now, help me, church. That if, that's the if, that if he what? Follow the instructions. People are in the predicament that they are in. Not because they don't know God's word. They know it. They can quote it. But you know, brothers and sisters, what the problem is. They will not follow the instruction. They will not do this word. James said, you cannot just be a hearer of the word. But you got to be a what? A doer of the word.
Yes, beloved child of God, we will pick back up on that blessing lesson next week. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct your path. And when God directs your path, you will be in the right place at the right time, and all of the right people. They will cross your path for all of the right reasons. Yes, beloved child of God, I want you to pick up that telephone if you need prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. The Bible tells us right then at Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19, if two of us agree on earth as touching anything we ask the Father in Jesus' name, it shall be done. That number to dial right now is 318-466-2001. You're not going to get an answer machine, a voicemail. You're not going to get a special prayer counselor,
a prayer warrior. No, you're going to speak directly.